FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
Got to start the show by proving this is a local and a live show. Today it's, man, I love lunch at Coney Island. And boy, that Jim Boys, that's greasy stuff. There you go. I'm in Reno. I'm John Potter, live and local from now to noon. 9:06 is our time. In Carson City, running the show, producer Craig Moss. Hey, Craig, how's it going, man?
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
So how many fireworks woke you up last night?
Zip, zero, nada.
Did you see any?
No. I went over to a friend's house for a barbecue. There was about 30 of us, and went... I hadn't heard the news that the Damani Ranch had been canceled, but apparently it happened sometime last week. But I paid attention.
You got your news from the other radio station, okay?
Yeah. Hey, when I'm working, I'm just listening for dead air. I'm not listening for content. I just want to make sure. None of our stations.
You're listening for mistakes.
That's
I know.
It. Yeah.
every fumble finger thing I do.
And how many times do I call Phil a day? Maybe one or less. And I don't call you hardly ever.
Ouch. Really? Yeah. Okay. Come on. We hide the true story here, folks. This is a show. That's what we do. Anyway, so you went to a friend's house. It's 4th of July.
We had a nice barbecue and no fireworks.
You didn't know about the Damani Ranch fireworks being canceled, and why did they do that again?
I haven't even heard the whole story on that. I don't know.
Did they not even give a reason? Because at least Incline Village gave a reason.
Yeah, the barge at Incline Village got swamped in the rainstorm, and all the fireworks were washing up on shore.
That sounds so Mayberry, you know?
Doesn't it, though?
The little barge. All right, so very, very disappointed then. No fireworks for you, huh?
No, and my apartment complex is pretty well insulated. So, I mean, we could have a major thunderstorm going on outside and I not hear the thunder. So,
I had family friends who they paid $79 a seat at the Aces game. Is that for real, folks? $79, and apparently it was super packed because they couldn't even sit together. And I said, "You paid $79 a ticket, and you two couldn't even sit together."
Yeah, there was a lot of. I won't say a lot, but there, a good maybe 2-3% of the seating was individual seats sitting in the middle of sections where other people hadn't bought.
Oh my gosh, no, yeah. That's sad. You can't sit with your loved one to see the fireworks. Well, so after the fireworks, so what'd you think? It's not the same, man. We have a school. By the way, we stayed home. We have a school across our street, and some hooligans went there after midnight to shoot theirs off. They were just nothing but loud booms. Just boom, and they were so close I could see him through the shades in the bedroom. I mean, yeah, it was after midnight. Just booms, and very—I have to say—those kids, very unimaginative fireworks, you nerds. So, and then I was talking to somebody else this morning about that. Listen, this happens every year, right? When I lived at Wingfield Springs, there was a house next to me. I think three families lived in it. It was funny because the HOA was tagging me all the time for a tree that didn't look good or an extra car in the driveway. But this house next to me had three families living there with like eight cars in the driveway, and they never heard from the HOA. I'm getting off track. It was just booms, hooligans out there. And I understand talking to people that up by North Valleys, it was just horrendous with the illegal fireworks going off after midnight. Those mother huckers.
Yeah.
Actually, well, what can you do?
Can't shoot them.
I can't wait to see here on Monday morning who comes to work with only three fingers. I can't wait.
Yeah, we haven't heard any. I haven't seen any news on any maiming this year so far.
You know, when people say things like that, I say the local news doesn't know what's going on. The local news will put it on if they get the press release from the police, and there's a lot of things the police and the sheriff's office, they don't want. I feel there's kind of like a chamber of commerce attitude with city and state and county where they don't want to share too much of the bad news.
Yeah, well,
They're shorthanded and don't write the press releases for every single little injury. But I'll tell you, the TV news doesn't go out there. The way you're going to find out is if somebody posts it on Facebook or has a video of it and it goes viral. That's how we get our news now. You folks out there with your Facebook and viral stuff and TikTok, you are the reporters now. You're the reporters. So I can't say that those injuries didn't happen. We only hear about the one fatal crash and the fire we have in Carson City. I think that's all they covered, and the rest of it is all how to be safe. We got to keep you safe. It's changed. The fireworks, it does take you back to when we were kids, though, right? I mean, we loved 4th of July fireworks.
When I was growing up, 4th of July fireworks were in the Park Lane Mall parking lot.
See, I was thinking today on my walk over, for the life of me, I can't remember where I saw the fireworks in Reno and Sparks in the 70s and 80s. I'm sure they had them. I didn't go to them.
Where the Century Theater is now, at that southeast corner, is where the fireworks were shot off from.
The big domes.
Right in the middle of the residential area and behind it.
What a space. And that's where not downtown?
Nope. Well, El Dorado and Circus and Silver Legacy hadn't even been built yet.
Oh, that's right. That's right. All I know is, I went downtown every New Year's Eve, every single one. I sampled a lot of tear gas in my life going downtown for New Year's Eve. But I don't recall going anywhere for 4th of July fireworks because, to be honest, it was kind of a family thing. I don't think they had all the restrictions that they have now. So, you know, Dad would take the fireworks in the backyard. And boy, I remember that, you know, we had the pellets. Remember the pellets that turned into a snake when you lit them? What the heck was that? I mean, it was cool the first time you saw it. And then it was just the dumbest thing. And then we outgrew the sparklers. But on the 4th, in my backyard, Dad would go out and get the real fireworks. And everybody always saves, you know, the big firework for last. And we got to the end, you know, and Dad is like, okay, kids, get behind the car. Johnny, take your sister with you. Ma, get in the house. What's it supposed to do, Dad?
Well, that's the thing, I don't know.
And you light it, and wow, was that the $39 one, Dad?
And that was half a week's pay back then, too.
Right. Well, again, let's let the pros do it. Tonight, it's the 5th of July, downtown Reno fireworks from Virginia Street tonight. I'm guessing they're doing it on the 5th because, you know, it'd be kind of silly to do it when the Aces were doing their fireworks right just down the street. So,
well,
downtown.
We had the Aces, we had GSR, we had Sparks.
Yeah, Victorian, I saw some videos there. Those look good. Any fireworks reviews, folks, 884-9910. Sorry, I didn't give the number. I went down there for downtown. It was like 10 years ago to see the 4th of July thing that the El Dorado and everybody puts on. You know, you get there between 2nd and 5th Street on Virginia. And we just sat. There's no seating, of course. We just sat on the curb on Virginia Street. Kind of cool.
Tilted your head back and looked straight up.
Yeah, kind of cool. For the 5th of July.
Now, I have heard one review, and that was for the Fernley 4th of July fireworks, that because they had an all-day event, literally all day. And then the fireworks last night. And the people I've talked to about that say it was a great show. And as far as they're concerned, yes, that was the is the longest fireworks display each year on the 4th of July. They go a whole lot longer than a lot of the others.
Somebody should go out on 4th of July and time all of these fireworks shows so we know which one right. to go to. I heard, Fernley, I talked to somebody who went to Fernley. They said it was amazing. And you're right. They started everything at like 9 in the morning. It was all day thing there.
All day, and it was jam-packed.
And they ran commercials on our station. There you go. Anyway, for the show today.
Oh, we've got a great lineup today.
We're gonna have giveaways, as usual. We're giving an entry away to this awesome golf tournament, as I understand. Why, what'd they tell you? What do you know about the show?
Well, I know we have Janet Lombardo from the HTPA golf tournament. That's usually
what does that stand for?
You know what? I haven't pulled that up yet.
They told me that. Hey, the HTPA golf tournament guest is coming. I said, okay, cool. Yeah. I didn't want to sound ignorant and say what do.
And then we have Terry Huffman from Convention Estates coming in.
Yeah, she's cool.
Yeah,
she's cool.
And your favorite water heater singer. Steve's water heater installation.
No, you can't say it like that. You have to
see Steve's hot water heater installation.
As I call it, yeah. As I call it, got it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then Chris Patterson coming in with a new opening of the historic Odeen Hotel in Dayton. They're going to do their soft opening, and he's going to be on and talk to us about that.
Is this a reopening?
Yeah, the historic Odeen Hotel, yeah.
I don't want to sound ignorant, but I will. I'm glad you said that because I was going to keep talking this morning about the Odeon hotel opening in Dayton. So, Odeen.
Odeen, yeah.
All right. Okay, I got the website here, odeensaloon.com. So it's a saloon, basically, and a hotel.
Yep.
My kind of place.
Yeah, you don't get a DUI ticket for going upstairs to your room.
That's right. There you go. All right, we're going to take a break and be back. We're going to be talking health, of course, with Derek. If you have health questions and comments, 884-9910. You want to talk about 4th of July and what you're going to do today. It's The Weekend is the name of the show. It's live and local. I'm John Potter. Talk to you a little, if I don't get calls, a little history of what happened today, like 262 years ago today. Big deal. 884-9910, our number. Okay, we're going to take a break. Be right back. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 919.
We need to talk.
In a somewhat friendly manner.
So make the call.
A colorful call.
884-9910. News and talk. Live and local. The Weekend. On News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Welcome back. Welcome back, my friends. We're looking at sunshine all day today, and I'm looking ahead to the next 8 days and sunshine. Boy, not even clouds in this forecast. We're getting up to 85 degrees for high in Reno today, and our current temperature on the way is 65 degrees at the moment. I just checked traffic. This is live and local. I'm John Potter. Check traffic. There are no bad things, no bad scenes on the roads right now. There was that tragedy, of course, on Pyramid Highway last night. Yeah, another fatal. It's they're like I was reading 20% ahead of averages now for fatals. It's getting worse. Very sad to say. And the holiday weekend, of course, is not over yet. Little local news, we do have, and I mentioned this earlier, so I should give you details on it. We do have an active brush fire in the area. It's the Sea Hill Fire, over 75 acres burned in the southwest end of Carson City. It's up on the hills, let me think now, south of West King Street. It's a new fire. It was reported shortly before midnight with flames visible on the hillside. Voluntary evacuations now for Terrace and Crane Street residents, voluntary evacuations. Just be ready. That means just be ready to leave if you have to. I think the firefighters, to be honest, would prefer that you leave. 10 fire trucks and 70 firefighters are on the scene. And that is our one active fire in this area. The one we had, Golden Eagle, and the one we had, of course, off Longley a couple of days ago, those are not considered active right now. They've been 100% controlled. This one is not. And so it's active, and from the video looks pretty, well, it's burning brush, but that doesn't make any less, you know, worse than a typical, it spreads fast, and it moves, it gets bigger, and it races around. So we're going to keep tabs on that this morning for you. Channel 4 posted an article this week. Everybody's been posting the article. New Nevada laws take effect this week, and they pick and choose which laws that they want to report on. Channel 4 posted the new Nevada laws took effect this week. One of the new laws, this is me talking, looking at some of the new laws that took effect. Some dumb ones got through. AB 527 authorizes the installation of cameras on school buses in Nevada to catch drivers who illegally pass stopped buses with activated stop arms. And I thought, oh, yeah, that's a pretty good idea, not a, you know, big story. Well, then this morning I read a Channel 4 again posted this. Carson City school bus safety pilot reveals over 300 illegal passings zooming by school buses. 300 illegal passings in 5 months. So, of course, these have always been illegal. What the bill does is authorize the installation of cameras on school buses to catch the drivers who do this. From January 19 to June 3rd, 4 school buses equipped with stop arm cameras documented, and again, this is just Carson City, folks, 318 instances of motorists failing to stop for school buses and as mandated by Nevada state law. So let me see here. We got less than 6 months on 4 school buses in one town, just in Carson City, and the number 318 there. So this new bill now in effect authorizes the cameras to catch this on the school bus. And hopefully, now here's the catch, the law doesn't say anything about, I say hopefully law enforcement will get these violators on video and go out and give out some fines. Will they do that? They're shorthanded, I'm sure, right? Haven't checked lately. The decision to implement these cameras are going to be led to individual school districts. I mean, there are school districts, they don't have any of these cameras. Now they're authorized to put them up. Washoe County School District told News 4 that most buses in their fleet are already equipped with cameras, but they, quote, do not have plans to turn the footage over to law enforcement for citation purposes. So what's the point? I mean, that's what we like, you know, Nevada agencies working together to stop crime and catastrophe. It's like you can push a government agency to water, but you can't make them drink. I don't know. A huge loophole in that, I guess, not powerful at all bill from our state. So I'll keep my eye on that. Our little town of, I'll get into this later. I don't know if I'm going to have time to do all my stuff today. We have a lot of great guests lined up and giveaway too. Stick around. We're going to have some fun too. And take your phone calls, of course. We're always happy to hear from you at 884-9910. Enjoy the day. The 4th of July vibes out there have not ended. Of course, I'm going to shoehorn in how great of a country we live in. I think it's necessary because I'm sensing that the good old patriotism that I grew up with, looking at online comments, Reddit, Nextdoor, you know, it's just disappointing. It doesn't seem to be around like it was. So definitely get on that that horse for you today. All right, enjoy the day. We're getting up to 85 degrees today. It looks wonderful. And we have tomorrow for the weekend, too, to enjoy. We're going to break for Fox News. I'm John Potter, live and local Saturdays, 9 to noon, on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:29.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
It scares me. It really scares me.
99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3 News Talk True.
Hello.
It's 9:35. This is Live and Local. I'm John Potter. 65. Let me refresh. Hold on a second here. 67 degrees in Reno. Getting a high today of 85 degrees. Hey, Derek Lee.
Hi, John. How are you today?
Good. We were just talking off the air. What'd you do? What'd you do? I talked to Derek. He comes in. Did you see any movies?
No.
Watching any TV show?
No.
Did you see the fireworks?
No.
Because you're always in your frickin' lab, I guess. You're putting out a product every single week now. Do you realize that?
I do. It's good.
You don't think you're going to get burned out doing all these discoveries that you're doing?
That is the motivation.
Well,
is to continue to either reveal or to discover different ways of looking at health. And that's kind of it. That's what the motivating factor is for me.
Well, I've been on your products for, is it 1 year and 2 months, I think? I feel great. Oh, my goodness. I do. I really do. You have a new product now. You're very excited about it. I got to tell you about another endorsement of another product. And kind of funny story goes with it. It wasn't funny for a week, but it's funny now. Turbo Blue. Made me feel great. Turbo Blue, folks. By the way, you can find these products at brainhealthformulas.com. How's the website doing? Is it refreshed and looking good to your
working.
Satisfaction?
There's it's always... functional. It's functional.
You'll never have it perfect. But there's so much good stuff there. But okay, Turbo Blue made me feel great. And then after a week, I started peeing blue. And day by day, it was getting bluer and bluer. My urine. Well, and I didn't make the connection, and you never told me when you introduced this new product that there was something in it. So I didn't know the connection to this. And so I got worried. I was Googling everywhere about blue urine. And it said the main cause is food additives. Okay, I haven't changed my diet at all, so it was not that. Or two rare medical conditions, which scared me more. So I'm not kidding here, Derek. I actually wrote my eulogy on my phone. I did, for my wife to read.
Wow.
At the funeral. I did this. And I did not tell my wife at all what was going on. I thought I would make an appointment with a doctor before I tell her. So I went a whole week of this before I finally did tell her. And I told her, I said, I guess I better call the doctor. And I said, do you want to see my blue pee? She refused to. She's a dignified lady, my wife. But she knows. That I've been sampling your products, and she went and looking at your ingredient lists. I have like 13 of your products at home. I never made the connection, Turbo Blue and the Blue Pea. Okay, so now you're here. Tell me why Turbo Blue makes my pee blue, and what's it doing to me, my friend?
So the blue is...
I'm sorry if you folks were eating breakfast, by the way.
Go ahead. So the blue is... The methylene blue, what it does and what it's been approved by the FDA for is to add additional oxygen component to the blood supply. And since it was originated in the late 1800s, I believe, as a blue dye. And so it's been repurposed for, you know, over-the-counter different applications for health benefits of being able to improve or increase the oxygen availability. And one of the, we'll say, side effects, in quotes, or one of the abnormalities is when we excrete the dye in our urine, it turns blue. That's what's just one of the things that happens. Not dangerous. It's not. There's no detriment to it.
And you neglected to tell me this.
Well, we're just trying to see the product. See what was going to happen, John.
I am a guinea pig. I have been for over a year. She goes, oh, yeah, that's blue methylene. She used it as a doctor to track what your body passes or something. But this dye has oxygen molecules, and that's why it's in there, as I understand it?
Yeah. So it was actually approved to treat a blood disorder. Don't quote me on what I'm going to try to say. It's something like hemoglobulin or something like that. It's a blood disorder. And so when FDA approved it for to balance out that blood disorder, it adds more oxygen because the people who have that blood disorder don't carry enough oxygen with red blood cells, so that improved the oxygen capacity in their blood.
Well, it has a very happy ending because we had the greatest party when I knew I was going to live. No, I'm serious. This is all, I don't make up stuff like this.
Hey,
and
John,
also, yes.
You could put the Tidy Bowl man out of business.
Yeah, okay. It was a deep blue.
Yeah.
I mean, really. I thought, what the heck? Anyway, I've also been using the serum. You gave me a little glass bottle of the serum. Is that the same serum that you announced last week that you're putting on the website?
Yes.
All right. It's done an awesome job on my problem with the bottom of my left foot. I was a big runner back in the day, which was stupid, by the way, folks. And I just realized it now. I'm getting an epidural this coming week because I tore my body apart running. Running tears your body apart. A doctor in Tahoe just wrote a book all about this. You gotta hike. You gotta walk constantly. You gotta be in motion. But running hard beats up your body, your backbone, everything like that. How did I get off track? Anyway, so I ended up with a lot of blisters, and a lot of blisters didn't heal. And there was a lot of broken skin problems. The skin never healed properly. It was very, very painful, very broken skin. Maybe fungus. Anyway, your serum has done the job. I went to a doctor like decades ago on this problem. They gave me pills, which antibiotics or something, which cured it like that. But they told me not to take it again because it's not good for your body.
Yeah, it'll end up destroying your liver and/or
kidneys.
That's
it. They said if you take this again, it's going to destroy your liver. Your serum cured my feet, my friend.
That's amazing. Thanks,
yeah,
John.
It works on feet, bruising, cuts, wounds, ulceration, bed sores, acne. And what is the name of this serum?
It's just called the Advanced Skin Serum.
It's on your website.
It is.
Advanced Skin Serum, folks. What's in it again?
So DMSO is the primary ingredient that enables the serum to actually transmit through, being able to penetrate through all the layers of skin. So DMSO is dimethyl sulfoxide. It's an organic sulfur component. It's actually very beneficial. It improves nervous system communication. And since DMSO can carry nutrients or beneficial components all combined in the serum, DMSO is going to carry those nutrients through the layers of skin so it increase the nervous system. It will increase blood flow, and it's just very efficient for any aspect of the body and healing, a repair mechanism, even for tendons and ligaments, for muscles. Just apply it, and it'll actually penetrate all the way through the layers of skin. So it's topical and it works systemically. So if you have a wound somewhere on your body and you don't apply it to that wound specifically, you might see benefits to wounds in other parts of the body as well.
I've heard a lot of good stuff. I forgot what they said about it, but DMSO.
It's great.
Yeah. Whatever happened to DHEA? I was saying, I was taking that, and it just disappeared off the shelves. I think it was kind of a fad thing, but it did make me feel better.
Yeah. DHEA is an interesting component, too.
Okay. So get the Advanced Skin Serum at brainhealthformulas.com. Hey, okay, now what's...
Really quick. So when you take that, just beware, because I've had it happen with another thing that was carried by DMSO. It will leave a garlic taste in your mouth.
Yeah, it can. It can leave a garlic taste.
Oh, because that's fine. I love garlic.
Because of the high sulfur content.
Yeah, I love it. You ever try the garlic bread at Costco?
It's amazing.
Oh, I love that. That's good stuff. I'm Mr. Getting Off Track, by the way. Tell us about your brand new product. And this is the product. He always does the new product sale where you buy two, get one free. So tell us about the new product, Camel Colostrum.
Camel Colostrum. It's, I love this stuff so much. It's, so it's different from Camel Colostrum to Cow Colostrum. Camel Colostrum has 10 times more vitamin C than Cow Colostrum. Camel Colostrum has a bioavailable GABA in it. So camels actually make GABA, whereas cows don't. And so it's actually bioavailable. And so there's a ton of research in the product description on the on my website for Camel Colostrum. I put a bunch of links on there, so you have to copy and paste the links to do some research if you'd like to. But there's even scientific data that supports the fact that Camel Colostrum has the potential and has demonstrated it can reverse type 1 and type 2 diabetes. It can improve and potentially reverse symptoms of Parkinson's. It can improve things with symptoms with your colon. It has the scientific data to support it can actually reverse and stop the reproduction of colon cancer. There's so many benefits to it. It's absolutely amazing.
And so these are studies you read.
These are studies that I've actually posted links to on the description of Camel Colostrum. I posted five different links.
Oh, folks, go check this out.
Yeah,
on brainhealthformulas.com.
Okay. And so I posted, just copy and posted five or six different links so you guys can look at the studies yourselves. And so that it actually can rebuild all aspects of the gut. I mean, it is probably the most beneficial single component that I have ever seen. It's great for neurodegenerative issues. It's great for memory. It's great for multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's, cerebral palsy, people who've had strokes. There's just such a wide variety of things it addresses. And very beneficial, great health benefits. Even improves kidney and liver function. It works on the bladder. It works on pancreas. It works on, actually has a benefit to prostate as well. It's really, really fascinating. This is the first product I actually have been overwhelmed with so much beneficial data. I didn't even know how to start talking about today.
Will you bring me some?
Yeah, I will.
Okay. So it's buy two, get one free. And of all animals, why the camel?
Camels, I believe why is if you think what camels live in some of the most harsh conditions on the planet, right? They use camels for transportation when it's 120 to 140 degrees. And camels can make journeys longer than horses could ever dream of. And I believe why is they have a higher content of beneficial fats, unsaturated fatty acids. They can generate their own vitamin C, which I don't think cows can do that. Humans cannot do that. So it's beneficial for that also in the milk and colostrum. And so I believe the most critical factor that science really neglects to communicate is they can actually make GABA with milk. So if you are on a long journey and you're packing a long journey with a camel, worst comes to worst, you could actually, if you had a female camel, you could actually drink camel's milk to rebuild the functionality of your brain if you're that depleted, because it provides vitamin C, which will improve collagen, which can improve the entire structure of your skin just by consuming camel milk and camel colostrum because of the natural source of vitamin C and GABA.
Camel Colostrum. Buy two, get one free of this new product at brainhealthformulas.com and read the links of the studies that Derek has posted also. We're going to take a break. Be back one more segment. You can call Derek and ask a question, 884-9910. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 949.
99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3 FM.
This is Talk Radio. The original social media.
Hello, friends. Welcome back. Welcome back. A few more minutes with Derek Lee of BrainHealthFormulas.com. I know I promised I would not read a medical article this morning with you, but, and this is just short here, just an observation. Did you know there was an article in the New York Post this week, and I agreed with it the minute I saw the headline, how one hit to the head can knock you into a life of crime. I have heard of cases like this where somebody gets a traumatic brain hit or something and it suddenly they're a criminal. Do you believe this, Derek?
Yeah, that's totally possible. Whenever we have a traumatic brain injury, it affects the hypothalamus that takes the biggest hit. And the hypothalamus is the gland in the brain that controls and regulates all communication from the brain to the body. And it's really devastating because whenever we have a traumatic brain injury, and it's not just physical trauma, it can be emotional or mental trauma also, that can be so significant to any individual that it completely alters how our brain functions. And so people could actually flip a switch and be at the complete opposite of the way they once were from any type of significant trauma. It's pretty fascinating.
I did know a lady who was married to a man who was in a car accident, got a brain injury, and it changed his personality 100%.
It can also work for the better as well. So it can be detrimental and positive. So it can work both ways too.
All right. Let's go to the phones. If the call is... Yeah. Well, it's not ready yet. Okay. John is calling from Sparks. Hey, John. Good morning, and I'm glad you called with Derek. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hey, Derek. Congratulations on the Camel Colostrum. Will you be adding some of your supplements into the colostrum, like other colostrums that could be out there?
To be honest with you, John, that is my plan. We've been working on doing something exactly like that. We've been planning on adding a collagen to a formula. Collagen, creatine, beta-alanine, arginine, a few other components to make an overall colostrum collagen supplement powder that's going to be very, very efficient. We've actually already been testing with this formula as well. So we're actually really excited about that too.
Well, it seems like everybody today, whether it's online or on television or cable, whatever it might be, it seems like they're using colostrum for a lot of different purposes. And I was just curious about that.
Yeah, it's since colostrum is the base materials for the immune system, for our nervous system, for brain function, all that natural bacteria that we're supposed to have as we're first born is bioavailable. So when you combine other components that are necessary for a human to function or survive, whether it's, you know, any animal really, it drastically will increase the uptake of those and application of those nutrients. So that's the principle of why I started developing a formula more like an overall supplement or a powder, more like a meal replacement shake. Is kind of what we're going with, is what we're developing.
Right.
Love it.
John.
Can't wait to get some.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Yeah, it's buy two, get one free, Camel Colostrum at brainhealthformulas.com. Tell me about your latest testimonial.
Well, there's an individual who's had a tremendous amount of health issues. He's been to a dozen homeopaths. Prior to that, he went through the whole medical genre of testing and experiments on. He was experimented on by a dozen different, from neurologists to cardiologists, oncologists, every single person you could, every specialty he could go through. And somehow he ended up walking into my office, and one doctor said he is full of parasites, and he didn't believe that, or he knew it was possible, but he wanted to pay $1,000 for a parasitic drug that he was trying to prescribe. So I'm like, well, this is the best I have, which is Turbo Blue. I'm like, I can't guarantee it will get rid of parasites, but what I can guarantee is that the Turbo Blue formula will disrupt the food supply of what parasites would feed on. And if parasites cannot feed off of that, they will die off. And so that he was like, that's great, let's try it. And he called me 2 days later saying, I don't understand why this stuff works so well. I'm like, welcome to Brain Health Formulas. This is what we do.
People do get parasites.
Yeah, it's not impossible. I mean, just eating raw fish, if some pork is undercooked, any meat that's undercooked, apparently these days, even if vegetables
aren't... Fecal matter.
Yeah, even if vegetables aren't washed properly these days, I mean... We can get parasites through that, too.
So the remedy for that is Turbo Blue. You got to tell these people, though, they're going to pee blue.
Yep.
You really should have told me.
Well, you know.
If I can read, if we have extra time on the show, I can read the eulogy I wrote for myself just to kill time. And I wrote it, and I thought, wow, that was a pretty good life there. Anyway, brainhealthformulas.com. Turbo Blue, I recommend. Just be aware of certain things.
Blue pea.
And the Camel Colostrum. Buy two, get one free. All right. Thanks, Derek.
Thanks, John. It's a pleasure.
I'm John Potter, live and local, giving away an entry to a golf tournament.